السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. The Bliss of Marriage Part 2, every Wednesday between 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock. I want to welcome my engineer brother Tobel, and I want to welcome my beloved listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Well, today is the 12th of Jumad al-Ula 1441, which is also the 8th of Jan 2020. Our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. International overseas countries plus 27847863132. Let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul respected Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah, Honorable Ustad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum to you, Maulana Arafat. And we say Jazakallahu khair to all the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and we thank our brother engineer Tobela as well.
Ameen, ameen. Let's begin, Ustad. A listener says, Assalamu alaikum, Ustad. It says, I am so disturbed, I am so upset. I found out that my husband has a secret Facebook account with girls only, Ustad. The worst part is that he is a hafiz of the Quran, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that this new age of ours of technology is a two-edged sword. Some people will use it for good. For example, we send out thousands of fatawa and verdicts. We send out, you know, messages from Quran and Hadith and so forth and so on. And mashallah, thousands of other ulama people do so. Then you get other people who use it for their clandestine activities, cloak and dagger activities, and that is the haram. Somebody got a secret girlfriend, somebody got a secret boyfriend, somebody is having affairs, somebody is using it for their propaganda of Qadianiism, Shiaism, Aga Khaniism, and all these false deviant groups, non-Muslim groups. So obviously what your husband is doing is totally haram and is a hafiz, so obviously it's worse in that case. However, sister, we all can make mistakes. Remember that. So my advice to you, sit with your husband when he's in a good mood and tell him that he must apologize to you. Ask Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness, and then he must delete everything. And best thing to save your marriage, because he has betrayed your trust. So what he needs to do now is this. He must get rid of his smartphone and iPhone and all these fancy phones. You get still those Nokia phones and so forth, and you can just phone, you can use SMS and so forth, and that's sufficient. So when you're going to get involved with that pornography, naked women, street woman, even when he sleeps with you, he's not sleeping with you, he's fantasizing of the ladies he sees. This is human nature, remember that. And therefore in all countries or majority of the countries in the world, you will find Muslim and non-Muslim that the divorce rate is spiraling out of control, because a third party has come. And what is the third party? The cell phone, the pornography, the movie industry. If you look at the hadith that is in Bulughul Maram, and it is sahih, remember the hadith is not confined only to business dealings. And what a beautiful hadith. Mustafa rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله عز وجل that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, Ana, I Allah Jalla wa Ala, Thalithu Sharikain, I am the third one in that partnership. So me and Maulana Arafat are partners in a business, just example obviously. You are partner with your wife in marriage, in business, whatever. So remember, wherever there are two people. So marriage is more sacrosanct because you are together day and night basically. So Ana Thalithu Sharikain, my mercy, my help, all will descend. مَا لَمْ يَخُنْ أَحَدُهُمَا عَلَى الْآخَرِ. As long as the one party does not commit خِيَانَةً in amanat, does not commit breach of trust. So yeah, your husband, Hafiz, Allah Ta'ala give him, give us all of us tawfiq. So he committed this crime. So my advice to you, speak to him, forgive him. You might have children. Allah tuhibbuna an yaghfir Allahu lakum. Do you not love Almighty Allah to forgive you? So remember that. But if he persists and continues with it, then you can request the talaq, or you go to the ulama and the jamiyat and apply for a fasakh. And remember, Allah alone knows if things went even further, that he met the street ladies and so forth, and one thing went to another, you can even demand that he goes for an AIDS test and a sexually transmitted disease test. So all this you can do if you feel the situation arises and it's gone so bad. So anyway, sister, never lose hope in the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Read Surah 25 verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Insha'Allah, he will change for the better, because he has the Quran Sharif in his heart, and Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us and forgive him also.
Ameen, 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 ameen. Ustad, it's been over a year and still my husband is not working. I'm not happy, Ustad, staying with my in-laws. And after repeatedly begging my husband to move out, I have now left and gone back home to stay with my parents. My husband has not contacted me for 1.5 months. Please advise me on what to do, Ustad.
Remember, in a case like that where your husband has become a parasite, that's the English word you use, he wants to sponge off others. 1 year has passed and he seems, according to your question, we answer obviously as the questions are posed. So we all know it is one-sided, but we take it and give you the benefit of the doubt. So the way we don't know who you are and what is your agenda and hidden agenda, ulterior motive, but we answer the questions as it is posed. So the way it is posed, it seems your husband is a parasite. He doesn't want to make a real effort. So he moved in with his parents and sitting comfortable there. So obviously you must get fed up and so forth, because it is the duty of the husband. He has to provide roti, kapra, makan, the house, the shelter, and the food, clothing, all that for you, for the children, everybody. And now you went away to your parents' house. He is man khapla, as we will say in Afrikaans. He didn't con la parwa in Urdu. 1.5 months, 6 weeks or more have passed. He has not contacted you. So all this shows that your marriage now is on the rocks. So you'll have to do certain things immediately. First thing you have to do is get some elders from your side, get some elders from his side, and try and solve this problem out. Quran Kareem teaches us, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِمَا. If you fear that the marriage might end up in divorce, فَبْأَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهَلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهَلِهَا. Then appoint arbitrators from both sides. If both parties are sincere, إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحَ. You want to be such a person who wants to save the marriage and not break the marriage, then يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَوْمَا. Allah will send his unseen help and things will come out good. And for both parties, he must provide a separate house for you, and he must go and work and so forth, even if it is what he calls beyond his dignity. If you tell a Muslim today, go do and do security job, go sweep the street, he will say, why the hell must I do that? So this is our pride, our arrogance. It is better for you to do that than to become a burden on your family and collect zakat. Today people want to live it up, and remember, they want big cars, they want smart homes, cell phones, big screen TVs, and then when business go bad, then they want to collect zakat. It's all haram. You can't give them zakat. They must get rid of all these things here. So you must remember that what he is doing is wrong. What are your options? First option, get the elders involved. If they're not interested, then you can go and apply for talaq. Obviously, we are not here to break homes. Talaq will be the right, the last resort. If that is also declined, they tell you, go, we're not interested, then you can go to the ulama and apply for a fasakh. I'm giving you the options Islam gives you. So you must remember that because he'll be found guilty of not sustaining you, maintaining you, which is farz and compulsory upon him, and that definitely is a valid ground for fasakh and annulment of marriage. And obviously you make dua for the best and ask Almighty Allah, both of you read the Asma'ul Husna, the 99 powerful, beautiful names of Almighty Allah. Read, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. Ya Allah, give husband job. Ya Allah, let us be people who depend on you and not depend on people and in-laws and so forth. And third one, there might be obstacles. We know the economy is down. We know the country is in shambles. Again, load shedding will start and all these problems. Read, Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, you remove all the obstacles. Everything is in the control of Allah. Remember that me and you are but paupers. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. Only Almighty Allah is totally independent, and you are but paupers. Every moment, every second, every minute, we need the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Ustada, am I new first-time listener? I love listening especially to you guys' programs in the morning, you and Mulana Hatia. And the sister says here, Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Please, if married man wants to take you as his second wife, and your parents rejected that you can't be second wife in your life, and she forbids it, and you both love each other so much, what is the law pertaining this decision? Is it permissible to quit the relationship with the man or what? Please, I need an answer from you, Ustad.
Any answer we give, sister, will be based on Quran Sharif, and that is the Kalamullahi Ta'ala, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. It will be based on the Sunnah Mubarakah and the speech of the Master alayhi salatu salam, on the fatawa and the verdicts of the beloved Sahaba. All the Sahaba are entering Jannah, and we must defend the honor of each Sahabi and companion and student of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we pass the verdict according to the four schools of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now let's start. This is a case study. So there is a person, he's married, and now another lady, she feels she is in love with this married person, and he is also taking along. That in itself is haram already. In Islam, to be chit-chat and to socialize and all these type of things, remember, is haram. Girlfriend, boyfriend is haram. Mistress is haram. Toy boy, joy boy is haram. Quran Sharif has mentioned it both ways. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِينَ أَخْدَانَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذَاتِ أَخْدَانَ. Okay, next step, you say you want to get married, he's happy, you happy, but you, the girl, this lady who wants to become the second wife, her parents are not happy. So Quran Kareem states, Surah 4, verse 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you fear the husband cannot do justice, you know he will use you as a spare wheel. He will not do justice. So it's not permissible for him to marry you, and that is enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 4, verse number 3. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. There is no nikah without the consent of the father, the paternal grandfather, the dada, and pasapa, the opa. So remember, in a case like that, you cannot get married to him because your parents are not giving permission. So that's clear cut already. Third one. I told you first Quran Sharif. Second one, I told you Ahadith Mubarakah. Third one, Sahaba and Sahabiyat. Our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, who was a master in Islamic Sharia, and she narrated, reported from Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say reported according to Muhaddisin, 2,210 ahadith, and anybody curses Sayyida Aisha and her father Sayyidina Abu Bakr, wallahi I have Quran in my hand. Such people are out of the fold of Islam and Allah's curse is upon them. Nevertheless, she said, Ayyu mamra'atin nakahat bighayri izni waliyiha fa nikahu batilun. Some riwayats come, even zaniya. So you must remember, when a lady marries without the permission of her guardian, her father, her brother, her paternal grandfather, then that nikah is null and void, and they are living in sin, and Allah's curse is upon them. Fourth one, remember, according to A'imma Arba'a, four schools, also is not permissible for you to get married. So sister, immediately, you must sever ties with that person. He wants to use you as a spare wheel, and he's going to butter you up in the starting, and afterwards he will throw you away, because he has his first wife, he has his children, so forget him. And you also must not be naive and simple. Cry to Allah. Allah will give you a good husband who is inshallah pure and chaste, and you must remain pure and chaste. Surah 24 verse 36, At-tayyibatu lit-tayyibin. When you are pure, Allah will give you someone pure.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustaz, somebody is saying here that it says, respected Mufti Saab, I am 6 months pregnant. My husband says if it is not a boy, then he wants a paternity test done, because in his family they only have boys. What if it's a girl? Should I go for this test to prove my innocence, Ustaz?
Remember, your husband is behaving like a real dictator and a person who wants to control things that are beyond his control. So remember, in a case like that, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has mentioned in the noble Quran, يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. So Almighty Allah gives as a gift, as a present. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala gave a daughter. So Allah speaks of daughters first. وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. And then Almighty Allah speaks of the sons. So open Surah 42, Surah to Shurah, and verses 49 and 50, and you will find that. So for your husband, you don't have to go for paternity test and maternity test and this test. No test you have to go. Tell him this is Quran. What is he trying to say? That you committed zina? He's asking you, and they are accusing you of adultery. He must get 80 lashes in public, that if he made this accusation against you. So remember, it is ignorance for the husband to make this type of statements. He must ask forgiveness from Almighty Allah. He must ask you for forgiveness and apologize to you. Surah 42 and verses 49-50.
Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. 26 minutes after 11, you are tuning in listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Husband says, Ustad, that when he returned from work, his beloved wife asked him that, oh my hubby, why there is no unity between Sunni and Shias? Ustad, what do I answer to her?
Simple answer you must give, that you and your neighbor, that you speak nicely to your neighbor, you speak nicely to your neighbor about their parents, grandparents, everything. And he keeps on swearing you, your parents, your grandparents. So what will you do? Will you unite with them? Obviously you will say no. So who are my parents, your parents, our grandparents? They are non-entities. The Shias, la'anahumullah, they say that they believe in Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's the term they use. We reject it, obviously, to use those terms. And then Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, all that. So you must remember, we say all of them are Sunnis, and all of them have cursed the Shias, as I will explain to you now. So when we accept, they are what they call elders, the imams. But when it comes to our side, the greatest of the greatest people, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu an, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu an, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anha, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, and hundreds and thousands of other Sahaba, they the Shia, they curse them and they say they're non-Muslim. So on what grounds you going to have unity with the Shia? Remember this law in South Africa and countries where the Shias are a small minority, then they will speak of unity. It's an old tactic of theirs. And once they become majority, then they slaughter the Sunnis. You want example? In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Iran, Iraq, all those were conquered. Till the year 1500 Gregorian calendar, we're now in 2020, so we're speaking of 520 years ago plus. So till 1500, remember Iran was a Sunni country. Imam Muslim came from Nesapur, which is in Iran. Imam Ibn Majah came from Qazwin, which is in Iran. Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's forefathers, came from Iran. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahimahullah's forefathers and them. So like that you will find they came from these parts of the world, Iraq and Iran and so forth. But these shaitans, that in Iran, from the year 1501, Gregorian calendar, then the Ismail Safavi came, and then he made murids, disciples, and when they were forced to reckon with, they started slaughtering the Sunnis. One example I give you, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, who's one of the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, he's buried in Iran. You go the length and breadth of Iran, you won't find his grave. Naam or Nishan bin Nahi, that is what they do. But for the naive Muslim, they speak of unity. How can we have unity with those people who curse Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa? How can we have unity with people like Khomeini and them? I have the kitabs. We don't speak from our pocket. In Tawdihul Masail, he, Khomeini, writes that you can make mut'a prostitution for 1 hour. They want to use your daughters for mut'a and prostitution. That is what the Shias want to do. So Allah Ta'ala has them. And all of you who are sympathetic to the Shia, remember Surah 9, verse 79. Quran, Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهُدَهُمْ. That those people who criticize the Sahaba and they mock the Sahaba, سخير الله منهم, Allah Ta'ala mocks them, says they're out of the fold of Islam, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for them is a terrible, painful punishment. Think what you are doing. Majority of the people today who want to be supporters of Shias is either they're getting money from them, or because money is sweeter than honey, or remember it is based on them being naive and simple Simons.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. I see Brother Ahmad from Alberton says, well said there by our respected Mufti Sahab. Mufti Sahab, podcast.
Yes, everything will be podcast and everything will be on our website. All the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, all the esteemed listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, my brother Tobela will podcast it, but I want you to go to our website. And when you go to the website, you will find everything. Yesterday's Bliss of Marriage, today Bliss of Marriage Part 2, everything you will find, it will be marked like that also. Today Part 2, inshallah. So what are the websites? Please, inshallah, I'll mention it again. So my website, www.mufti.akhusen.net, and you will find a whole chapter there and a whole portal there regarding Shias and all they are, so shenanigans and so forth. So muftiakhusen.net, HOOSEN. Go to another one, the other website, www.markazsahaba, markazsahaba.com. Markaz Sahaba, SAHABA. There's no H in the end. And .com. www.ahlanwasahlan.com and you will find everything there, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustada, somebody says that who are the murderers of Hazrat Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ustad?
This is something that our people don't understand, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. You will see that these people, when the Shia la'anahumullah, when they make propaganda, they cry and they become so emotional and they put up the act very, very convincingly, it seems. And they'll say Imam Hussein martyrdom. So we want to follow in Imam Hussein's martyrdom and so forth. Very good question. It's a fair question. Husband and wife are arguing. Someone says this, someone says that. Father and children are arguing. Brother and sister are arguing. So who are the murderers? So remember, I went to Karbala, I went to Iraq in 2000 with the help and mercy of Allah. I went to Iran, alhamdulillah, in Iraq I spent a week almost in 2000. And in Iran I spent 13 days, the 1st of Rabiul Awal to the 13th of Rabiul Awal I came back. And that was in 2013. So, they gave me the books. They gave me the books because my name Abdul Qadir Husseini and my wife Fatima, they thought we were Shias. So everything we wanted, they just gave us. But this is Allah's divine plan. Allah Ta'ala took us there with His grace, and mercy, so that we use their books, not our books. I'm giving you references. Wallahi, till today no Shia can refute this. Now listen carefully. Listen carefully, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is Friday. It is 10th of Muharram. The place is Karbala. The year is 61. Innal Imam. I'm reading the text from the Shia Kitab. The book is called Irshad. And it is written by Sheikh Mufid. These are all Shias. Got nothing to do with us. I quote verbatim. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi. Imam Hussein, I'm reading their text. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his hands mubarak in Karbala and he cursed the Shias. And he said, you coming to help me, liyansuruna, faqataluna, but today you're murdering us and murdering the Ahlul Bayt, the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not our kitab. What you say about that? So that is first reference. That is who? Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. By his own confession and admission, the Shias murdered him and his family, and prior to his martyrdom, he cursed the Shias, as mentioned in the Shia Kitab, Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. The people who were the survivors of Karbala, one was the honorable son of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, one was the honorable daughter of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is the son? He is Sayyidina Zainul Abidin. I told you just now, they say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, and Imam Zainul Abidin, the fourth Imam according to them. We say for all of them, radiallahu anhu majma'in. He is a survivor. He saw the martyrdom of his father there in Karbala. After that, he addressed them and said, Ya Ahl al-Kufa. Ya Ahl al-Kufa means Ya Ahl al-Shia. Even if you look at Irshad, you will find the word Kufa is used and Shia is used. So, O you Shias, أَخَذْتُمُ الْأَهْدَ وَالْمِيثَاقِ, you put your hand in the hand of my father. ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُ فَخَذَلْتُمُ, and then you are the ones, you left my father and you went to join the enemy, and then you are the ones who murdered my father. So now see what he says. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْزُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. O Shia, how will you look at the family of Mustafa, at Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ, at the family of Nabi عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of justice, وَهُوَ يَقُولُ لَكُمْ, he Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ will address you and say, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you murdered my beloved Nawasa, you murdered my beloved Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then, وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated the exalted rank of the Ahlul Bayt. فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this Ummah. You are out of this Ummah, Shias. That is the fatwa of your fourth Imam. We call him Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu ardaa, the beloved grandson of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The book is called Al-Ihtijaj by Tabarasi. It's your book. You gave it to me. So what do you say now? That he, Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu's beloved son, survivor of Karbala, is passing the fatwa that you are guilty of murdering his father and you are out of this ummah. So what you speak of unity? Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu anhu's beloved mother, is Fatima al-Kubra. Sayyida Fatima, Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. And remember that she is the Ladali, the beloved daughter, among the other daughters, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum, Sayyida Zainab radiallahu anhun. So nevertheless, so she was the honorable mother, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the honorable father. He, Sayyidina Hussein, goes to Karbala, is martyred. 72 of the Ahlul Bayt are also martyred and so forth. We all know the incident. He has a daughter, Sayyidina Hussein, and the daughter is called Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima is his daughter. She is a survivor. She saw what unfolded there in Ma'rika in the battle of Karbala. And the year 61, 10th Muharram, the day is Friday. She saw, and this is her khutbah, her lesson and sermon to the Shias. Tabbal lakum, and la'anatullah alaykum, Allah ta'ala decimate and destroy you. Allah ta'ala's curse in yours upon you. Qataltum abi, kama qataltum jaddi bil ams. O Shia, you are guilty of murdering my father here in Karbala. How previously you murdered Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my dada, my paternal grandfather. What did the shaitan Shia say? What did they say? This is not our books. These are all Shia books. The book's name is Ihtijaj. The author is Tabarasi. They started singing poetry. What poetry they said? نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Ali. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein. And we used the swords made and the spears made in India. Your kitab, O Shia, Allah's curse be upon you. Ameen. You are the murderers Ameen. Of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. So how dare you use the name of Sayyidina Hussein for your muta and prostitution? How dare you claim that you love Ahlul Bayt when you are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, according to your own books?
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar Takbir! Allahu Akbar! 20 minutes to 12 o'clock, you are tuning in listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Don't go away, my beloved, beautiful listeners. Stay tuned.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
17 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. And I see everyone wants the podcast. Brother Abdul from Maputo. I see Ba from Woodbank. I see Sister Mahdiya from Spring. She says that, Mufti Saab, how do we study all this, what you are saying? We as sisters in Islam. And how do we have the guts to speak out, Sister Mahdiya from Springs, Ustad?
You keep on listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Go to our website and you study everything, www.muftiakhusainhoosen.net. Go to the second website, www.markazsahaba.com, and you'll find everything there, inshallah. And you must speak. We have to protect the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah and teach your children. Otherwise, the propaganda is so powerful, our children will also get negatively impacted, Allah forbid.
Subhanallah, ameen, ameen. Ustad, being tomorrow Yomul Khamis, we want to know, is it sunnah to fast tomorrow, Ustad?
Remember, tomorrow is Yom al-Khamis, Thursday, and with that, it is 13th of Jumad al-Ula. So, oh Ummah, we have to rise up to the occasion. Surah 3 verse 31. And that is, Qul, say, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that if you love Almighty Allah jalla wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhibbukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Today people want to become beloved of this politician and this government. 90% of them are chores. You can see what's happening in South Africa and so forth. Leave all the shaitaniyat. Become the true slave of Allah Jalla Wala. Follow Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and have the true love for the Master Alayhi Salam. We become the Mahbub and Maqbool, the beloved by Allah and accepted by Allah. When we follow Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Yes, we are servants, we are ordinary mortals, we commit sins, so Allah will forgive you your sins. So tomorrow, Thursday, you fast Sunnah. You fast Thursday, Friday and Saturday, Ayyam will be, and that is the moon will be shining in its glory and beauty. Tomorrow night, when you look at the moon, that is the night of Jumu'ah, you will see shining and glittering supermoon. That is tomorrow night. So remember, another sunnah will be that on Thursday, Friday and Saturday, you keep the three fasts. That is called Ayyamul Bidh. Open Riyadhus Salihin, open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, every hadith kitab almost. You will find the virtues of Asawmu Yawmul Khamis, fast fasting on Thursday and fasting on Salatat Ayyamin. So the fasting of the 3 days, that is 13th, 14th and 15th. And subhanallah, if you are in Medina Munawwara, then you will just see Allah Ta'ala reward the brothers there, that the dastarkhan is laid out and the best of khajur and dates and the dugga. Maulana, you know dugga?
No, Ustaz, no.
The dugga is the powder they put there in the laban, in the yogurt. So you mix it, mashallah. So you have zamzam, then you have the dates of Medina, Zamzam Makkah, the dates of Medina, and then you have the yogurt, and in the yogurt they put the powder, the dugga, and then you have it with the bread, subhanallah. So the brothers who are there, you keep the three fasts in Makkah, Medina. Allah give us tawfiq also. If we can't keep three, we keep one fast. So about a sunnah, Thursday only sunnah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday also sunnah. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Ustaz, the listener says, I really like this girl. My parents like her too. We went ahead to propose, but her family says that we are not their type. They want their daughter to marry a filthy rich mammon, and I am just an average, it says it, Joe Urdu. I am so heartbroken, Ustaz. Please advise me, a young girl. Ustaz.
Remember that Allah Ta'ala will give you somebody better. So now, this person here, you want to marry him, but now you speak Urdu. The boy is mammon, and maybe he wants to marry you, but maybe his parents are not happy, your parents are happy, or vice versa, whatever the case is. So my advice in a case like that, don't get married. Anywhere where the parents' blessings are not there, remember that you must never base your criteria on the wealth of people. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was a genius. He used to say, Al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun. In the morning people are millionaires, in the evening they are paupers. See what is happening in Syria, see what is happening in Burma, what's happening in Yemen. That people were so wealthy, war came and finished. So you must remember that. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Go and ask the people in Zimbabwe when they had all their problems. Millionaires told me for 3 years they never tasted sugar. You go ask them. So remember, that is halat, the vicissitudes of life. Quran speaks of this. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This time, these days, this life Allah gave me and you, Allah rotates it. Some days we're so healthy, suddenly we fall ill. And then the tears start rolling. Ya Allah, there's no one to help me except you. When you're so happy, your wife, your children, everybody, suddenly problems come. Remember, the son is on drugs and what have you. فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. Do not get impressed with their wealth and children. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا. Allah will use the same wealth. Allah will use the same children, grandchildren, and punish them. So see, so remember, always beg Almighty Allah for Ya Afwa wal afia, forgiveness and safety and comfort. And you, sister, why are you disappointed? Don't be disappointed. Say, Allah, that I'm not getting married to him. It is your decree. Ya Allah, you give me someone better than him. That is Allah. So remember that. You keep on reading 2 rakat salat and remember that you are ask Allah, Rabbana hablana min azwajina, by heart and memorize it, read it in sajda, and inshallah Allah Jalla wala keep somebody better for you. So don't let it be, oh, my heart is broken, mere kiyamat aa gayi, and all fairy tales, all these things here. So Allah, wa asa an takrahu shay'a wa huwa khairul lakum. See Quran, sometimes you dislike something, but in the long run it is better for you. Wa asa an tuhibbu shay'a, sometimes you love something, wa huwa sharrul lakum, but in the long term it is bad for you and it is worse for you.
Haq, Ustad, haq. I see Ba says, Biju Ba, why don't you become a marriage counselor? I can be your PA, Ustad Ba.
You want to collect the money, Ba.
Ustad, being a single parent is not easy. I have 4 kids and lost my husband in an accident. Can you recommend a site where I can find a righteous partner for marriage? Ustad, anonymous.
Leave all these sites and all that. Half of them, not half, 3/4 of them are satanic also. You don't even know who's running the sites. They will use Muslim name is a Qadiani, Ahmadi. They will use Muslim name is a Shia and all these people. Is a Muslim name and the Aga Khani and all these corrupted people. So people are not even Muslim. And you will find Yahudis also. They using Muslim name so that they can deceive the Muslims. So just forget all these sites and all. The biggest constitution, greatest constitution is Quran Sharif. The greatest constitution is the Sunnah Mubarakah. So you are feeling you want to resettle down. Your husband passed away, Shaheed. Allah Jalla Wala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. He passed away in accident. You have children. So this is your first priority. So for your beloved flowers. So what you going to read? Read Surah 46. Surah 46. Verse 15, 1-5. And this is in the beginning of the 26 Jews, the 26 Supara. Wa aslih li fi dhurriyati. O beloved Allah, bring about piety, bring about reform, goodness in these flowers, children of mine. The verse is long. This is the portion I read is in the middle. So read it by heart, it cry to Allah. Then when you see your children are stable and so forth, then get married. And please don't get married to a person who got a wife. So don't go ever as a second wife. You get married to a person who wants to marry you with your children. Not that when his children come, or you get married to a person who has children, forget all that also. You will just create, I saw so many people complicating their lives. You get married to a person who does not have a wife, who does not have children, and then you make the condition and tell him, see, you're marrying me and you know the situation. You tell him, sister, that I have these 4 children, your husband passed away and so forth, and then things will work out. Honesty is the best policy.
Ustad, haq, Ustad. Somebody says, salams and du'as. Well explained, Mufti Sahab. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Mulana Arafat long life, good health with afia, and accept all your du'as for the ummah, inshallah, ameen. This is Sister Farina from Verlam. What intention do we make for the Rosa for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Ustad?
You make the intention, Ayyamul Bidh. Ayyam is the plural of day. One day, Yom. Ayyam is days. And Bidh, the days of whiteness. Tomorrow night, sister, you must look at the moon, and you will see the moon, the waxing and the waning of the moon, and that is the moon reaching its peak. We all reach our peak, and then we see that we go down and down. down. So the waxing, that is the increasing of the moon. Then the waning, so you will see the right side and the left side. So when you look at the hilal, so you will see it's one side. Then when you see it the other time, you will see it from the opposite side. Subhanallah, that is Quran. Yas'alunaka anil ahilla. So Almighty Allah made all this, His signs and symbols. Wa min ayatihi al-laylu wal-naharu wa-shamsu wal-qamar. So therefore, you keep this fast, remember. But those of you who got qadha fast, from the time you became baligh and mature, then rather keep three qadha fast. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. First we worry about qadha, and then we worry about the sunnah and nafil fast.
Subhanallah. Ustad, it says, Mufti Aiken Malana Hatia, if one says, Wallahi, I will not do something, but still does it, what is the consequence? Please know we always listen to the program even if we don't interact. Allah bless you and your family for all your efforts. Sister Naila from Low Zambezi, Rava Ustad.
Barakallah, sister. Sister Naila, you have the beautiful name of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu warda, his honorable wife who tried to save and protect him. She placed her fingers and the enemies, the shaitans, came and they murdered and martyred Sayyidina Uthman and they cut and amputated the fingers. Radiallahu anha, her name was Naila, the one who received the mercy and the help of Almighty Allah. So remember that Sister Naila, what was the question?
Sister Naila says, okay, Ustaz, let me just go back to that question. Okay, here we go. She says, if one says, Wallahi, I will not do something, Jew Ustaz.
Right, excellent. So I was explaining with the word Naila sometime, you know, then the thing. So lapse of concentration, we call it. Nevertheless, so in a case like that, where you took Wallahi, and then you did not uphold it, you violated the oath, the qasam, you desecrated the honorable name of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So Quran Kareem states, فَكَفَّارَتُ إِطْعَامُ أَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ. So you have to feed 10 poor Muslims in this day. So how are you going to feed the 10 poor Muslims a breakfast and supper? So you give them 400 rand or 500 rand. So 40 rand each, 50 rand each in our South African currency. So you give them $3 per person. So in that way there, remember that you gave one $3, then the other one $3. So 40, 50 rand you give each one. So 10 of them you have to give, and that will be the kafara and the penalty for desecrating the honorable name and sacred name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, both teachers, husband and wife, both are teachers. They want to know, Ustad, they were both discussing last night on the supper table. Will there be a third world war starting soon or not, Ustad?
Remember all this, you know, media. I'm in media now 19 years, 1-9, this is the 20th year. All Adam in Fadli Rabbi, we non-entities, remember that. I don't even understand how things work and all that. We simple Simons. But anyway, you must remember that is Allah Ta'ala's decree. So this is 20th year, starting with Allah's help and mercy. So media's job is to create, and speaking of the mass media, the big, big people, we are small chewing gums, you understand. So their job is to create hype. So more people must look at the TV, more people must read the newspapers, more people must listen to them and see them. So that is their job. So the World War III has started and so forth. America has fired the first bullet by murdering Qasim Soleimani. I told you it is one shaitan who killed another shaitan. That is the khulasa and summary of the whole thing. So you must remember that all this is this talk and hype so that people can sell more decoders or sell more radios or sell more TVs or sell more this and that. So all this is just to create hype. Remember, nothing will happen. So you must remember, America will not have a war in Iran. Iran will not fight America in America. Yes, this side, that side, somebody will shoot this way, that way, and all that. So much hype. I ask you two questions. This Israeli, every day they're saying Iran this, Iran this. How come Israel has attacked Syria? Israel has attacked Lebanon? Israel has attacked Palestine? Israel has attacked Iraq? And when Saddam was there, all this happened. How come they never attacked Iran? How come? You can't be such a, you understand, naive, simple Simon. So all this is saber rattling so that we, the Muslims, they know the Muslims today are so naive and simple-minded. So the Shias, their founder is a Jew. And this is written in their book, Rijalul Kashi. If you know their books, we have all their books. They gave it to me. So you must remember that in Rijalul Kashi, the Shias admit their founder is Abdullah bin Sabah. Abdullah bin Sabah was a Jew. So therefore, they make us fools with all their saber rattling. We will do this, we will. So if you're doing them, why are you not shooting? Why Israel, the apartheid regime, has not shot one bullet into Iran? How come not one missile into Iran? Why? Why Iran has not shot one missile into Israel? Why? So you have to be just thinking and not get caught up with the propaganda. Allah Jalla Wala keep us steadfast with the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and save us from all these shayateen al-insi wal jinn. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us. You go to our website, Markaz Sahaba, MarkazSahaba.com. My website, Mufti, Mufti, A.K. Hussein, HOSEN.net. Inshallah, 12 o'clock the news with Brother Al-Amin Templeton. Thereafter, lecture, 1 o'clock, inshallah, will be the Adhan. For Zohar, 1:05 to 1:30, the Tafsir. And today, inshallah, we complete Surah At-Tin wa Zaytun, chapter 95, verses so 6, 7, and 8, inshallah, Al-Aziz. And that will be 5 past 1 to 1:30, 1:30 to 2, inshallah, Surah Nur. And that will be verses 36, 37, around there, inshallah. And inshallah, 2 to 3 will be Sheikh Zakaria. 3 to 5:30 will be Brother Yusuf Ali. And 5:30 to 7 will be Moana Khalid Yaqub. And inshallah, 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of today's tafsir, which I will give, inshallah, and render. 7:30 to 8, inshallah, will be Maulana Yunus Patel's advices. 8 to 9, wonderful program for all the listeners. And that is medical file. So listen to the medical file. The host is Dr. Yusuf Wahid. And our special guest tonight, 8 to 9, will be Dr. Zubair Dular Khan from Cape Town, specialist ENT. So wonderful program. Make dua for us and the ummah. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us to the end of the Bliss of Marriage. See you guys next week, Tuesday, same time, same place.